Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to the inaugural show of Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and we're so happy to have you here. I'm hopeful that this will be how you'll spend your Saturday morning for the rest of your life. So again, welcome. I'm the president and CEO of the Holly Group, and I've had a concept in my mind for the last 10 years of doing a show like this. And I'm hopeful that as we do it and as you join, you'll find it's the type of thing that you've been wanting to listen to for the last 10 years. So we'll see how that goes. So basically, my company, the Holly Group, is a sales and marketing firm, and we're located here in Palm Coast, and we offer services to clients nationally. But this show is not about the firm. It's really about presenting the inspirational stories of people who make it happen through their determination, their talent, and their leadership. Basically, it illuminates how successful people think, what challenges they faced, and the tools they employ to overcome tremendous adversity. So I believe that too often we talk about success and the qualities of success, and we give people the impression that when you go out to be successful, you just have to understand those qualities. The reality is you have to also know how to overcome adversity and challenges. And in fact, our success and the skills for success are honed by how we overcome adversity and challenges. And that's why we call this Against All Odds. It's about people who weren't expected to be as successful as they were. And so against the odds, they achieve the level of success that all of us would like to be measured against. So again, this is the first show, and I'd like to introduce my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. So Kristen, you will be joining me on these.
I will.
You've got to say more than that.
Got to say more than that or he won't let me join him.
That's right.
No, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to hear what all of our guests have to say and to find out how they've overcome adversity and how I can use it in my own life and how all the listeners can use it in their lives as well.
Perfect. One of the things that's going to be a segment of the show at the end is called Driveway Moments. And so our goal is that if you're listening to the show in your car, then when you drive into your driveway and the show hasn't ended, you don't turn the car off. You don't turn the radio off. It becomes a driveway moment. You want to hear what our interviewee has to say and what's happening on the show. So we're hopeful that we can create those types of driveway moments. So now, without any further ado, let me introduce our first guest, and let me tell you why she is our first guest. It's Cindy Dalecki. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, Howard.
And now, Cindy, for those of you who don't know, is virtually everywhere. I mean, if you go to any event in Flagler County, Cindy is there. I went to an event one time, and Cindy wasn't there, and I almost left. So that's how pervasive and omnipresent she is.
It's a secret to cloning, Howard.
So Cindy, again, welcome very much. And I chose her again because she is everywhere and she's very well connected in the community. And I actually don't know a lot about her. I know how I see her and how I engage with her, but I don't know a lot about her. And I'm figuring a lot of you are probably the same. So this is one of the first times I've heard Cindy talk about herself rather than talking about her clients or the various events that are going on.
Right.
So Cindy, let's start off. Tell me about yourself.
Thanks, Howard. Well, thank you for having me. I wanted to say that I feel privileged and honored that I'm your first guest, and I'm so excited about this show because everybody loves a story and everybody loves a positive story. And, you know, most people like to root for the underdog. So it's pretty exciting.
Perfect.
But the short story is I'm an Air Force brat. My dad is a retired colonel, and we moved every 3 years. So I heard it said once, and I kind of agreed that I have a great personality, but a spotty education. least in the primary years, you know, because you catch up every 3 years, each new school you go to. I went to UCF. My dad retired and my parents retired and moved to Florida. When I was in ninth grade, we lived in Orlando, and we moved out to a country neighborhood called Stone Island and Enterprise, and grew up on motorcycles, which most people don't know, and four-wheelers and things like that.
Are you still good at that?
No. The helmet would require my hair to get flat, remember?
Right, I forgot.
And I'm married. I have two boys. I think most people, you know about that. They're 11, and we have a 15-year-old now, so he's driving, which is quite scary. And I've worked in the corporate world. I've worked in the small business world. They're different. I'm not going to say one is better than the other, because you've done the same thing.
Yes.
You know, with Xerox and your own businesses. And I always knew I wanted to have my own business. I just didn't know what.
How long ago did you start your business?
4 years this month. Years.
So you're about to hit the major threshold, huh?
I know. Next year, pass. Yeah, 5 years, they say.
Now, the name of your firm is Marketing2Go.
Correct.
Why did you pick that name?
I worked with a woman early on, and she had websites to go.
Okay.
And the vision was to create different branches, you know, Marketing2Go, you know, websites2go, that kind of thing. And we have a B, of course, in our logo, and she had a cricket or something. I can't remember exactly what her character was. And we thought of this bee. And then, of course, Kim from Curly Tail, you know, made that, the bee come alive.
I thought the bee had to do with how you buzz around.
It was perfect, really.
It
was. Create a buzz about your business
that's
and
right.
the buzzing around, you know, so,
that's right.
so it was.
Super, super. So that's great. Now, let me ask you this, Cindy. You know, the whole premise of the show is how successful people overcome adversity. So I have to start out by asking you, do you consider yourself to be successful?
That's a great question, Howard. And people define success differently.
Absolutely.
You know, are they wealthy? Do they have good family values? You know, you ask every person and I think, you know, you get a little bit of different answer. And I feel yes, you know, because I'm working for myself. We're doing okay. We're not making, you know, millions, but I'm, you know, feeding the family.
Yep.
And let me just tell you, they eat a lot because it's all boys. I think you know that. And, you know, I have an amazing husband that is very supportive. And I think you have to have the right spouse, you know, to have that success word, you know, agreeable.
So one of the measures of success is being able to hold on to your spouse while you have your own business.
Yes. It's not easy, I'm telling you. And working with businesses, you know, for the past 20 years, I've seen it time and time again, you know, where it's not successful,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Things don't work out. Yeah. So it's almost, what not to do too, mental notes that you make over the years.
So you started off responding to my question with the various ways that people define success and measure success. Then you said that you yourself, you consider to be successful. You talked about a measure being able to maintain your marriage. But what are the other measures? So I think you're quite right. Everyone measures it differently. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to tell the audience how you measure it. So you answer, yes, you were. What are the measures beyond your marriage that you use?
Happiness.
Okay.
It would be a huge one. You know, and that's a term that's used pretty often and maybe loosely, but true happiness. I think, you know, the ability to keep a positive attitude when times are at their toughest is a huge measure of success, and faith too. You know, I think if you believe in a higher power, and you know, that's to me, could be spirituality or whatever it might be as well. It's
sure.
a huge measure.
Right.
Giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I think your community involvement is key. It makes you feel good. You can be depressed one day and go out and volunteer and come home feeling fantastic because you've done something, you know, for somebody else.
Now that is so interesting, Cindy, because I'm sure there are going to be people on the show. I'm going to ask that question and they're going to say it's revenues.
Right, yes.
And you picked a whole different set of measures, didn't she, Krista?
She did.
Yeah.
I'm with Cindy. I think those intrinsic things are what really
intrinsic
things
you can
successful.
Buy. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Happiness, faith, you know, and giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. Those very intrinsic, and you've described it quite correctly, Krista, those intrinsic values are your measure of success. And, you know, I think happiness, if I can build on that comment, has to do with also doing what you enjoy doing.
Absolutely, Howard. Absolutely. You know, if I was doing bookkeeping or banking, I don't think I would be as happy as I am. And that's why you surround yourself, as you know, with key people that do those things well for you. And that way you're not depressed doing your bookkeeping, you know, when you don't want to do it.
Great. Well, this has been a great start to our discussion. But in a few minutes, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about answering the question, what adversities did you face? And how did you overcome them? But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break so our sponsors can give a chance to tell you what they do. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dennis Alter. I'm excited to tell you that the Joint Commission has recently designated Florida Hospital Flagler as a orthopedic center of excellence for both total knee and total hip replacement surgery. This recognition is as a result of hard work and dedication by my fellow surgeons, technicians, nurses, and rehab experts as we all continue to serve our Flagler County community with the very best health care possible. Thank you for your continued trust in us.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the inaugural show, Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And my name is Howard Holly, and your name is Kristen
Weitzel.
And our guest is Cindy Dalecki. And we've had a great discussion so far. Hopefully you've had a chance to listen to that. But now we're into the heart, really, of the show. You know, the whole concept is that the habit and experiences you develop overcoming adversity is critically important to success. And so consequently, Cindy, I've got to ask you the question, what adversities did you face and how did you overcome them?
Well, Howard, I think people face adversities every day. All people,
yes.
You know, traffic getting to work, you know, the baby, you know, throws up on you when you're all dressed for, you know, whatever it might be, there are adversities.
Yeah.
And you know, just my big one that drove me to launch marketing to go was that I was laid off, you know.
Okay.
I had a corporate job for 9 years and, you know, the layoffs had been coming for years and I was the last one, in a group to go. But I had a plan B and I knew a lot of people that didn't have a plan B.
Absolutely.
I am not that special to be, you know, hanging on to me when the economy's in the tanker. I knew that. So I had a plan B and probably the next day or so I was out with, you know, business cards in hand, you know, with support of family and friends and everybody. And I got job offers, you know, and I said, thanks, but I think I'm going to, you know, try this entrepreneur thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, my dad, Air Force Colonel, absolutely get a job, kid, you know. So it was a risk. It was very risky. I got a little severance package that, you know, lasted a few months. And of course that always helps the fear. But I think it's the fear that drives you, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that, you know, you started off with an adversity, the fact that you had been laid off, and you started off with a high degree of uncertainty.
Oh, yeah.
So you weren't sure whether you were going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are the qualities that caused you to, is it something that your parents inbred? Is it something that you carry as a characteristic yourself? Is it something that you developed and honed?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it? Is it innate or is it something that you can hone and improve on?
Right. Excellent question, Howard. And the answer is I don't know. I've always had a positive attitude. Uh-huh. And I think, you know, that helps, yep. You know, my parents did always encourage me. I don't know if you remember those little signature books, you know, in high school, my dad wrote in autograph books. That's what they were called.
Autograph
books, fold the
yeah.
page mm-hmm. into a triangle, yep. you know, and he wrote, you know, you can be whatever you want to be, or you can do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was never anybody at home saying you can't,
right.
you know, it was
right.
always you can and you brush off and you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the support of the people around you. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, people around the world, you know, aren't successful when they don't have the support of the people around them. You know, it's very challenging sometimes, you know, when you don't have that support, but people are successful every day. Mm-hmm. Moms with single moms with three mm-hmm. kids going mm-hmm. to college, you know, working three jobs and mm-hmm. studying, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. And so it might be a little combination of all of those.
I think this upbringing piece is really important, and I hope that the audience that we reach aren't people who are business people, because we're going to have politicians here, we're going to have folks from the entertainment industry, we're going to have people from the medical industry, we're going to have people here from all walks of life. And I'm hopeful that the dialogue will also be things that parents can use, mm-hmm. because I think what you're talking about is transferable to every parent out there, whether they're parenting a child or whether they're parenting a grandchild.
Yes.
It's how do you instill in them that ability to overcome adversity? Now, what you talked about, I call the Pygmalion factor, i.e., if people believe in you,
mm-hmm.
if they believe you can be successful, you know what? You believe it.
Absolutely. Yep. You believe it. You see it. You believe it and you achieve it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you look at it, I always like to use Michael Jordan as an example, because, even if you're not a basketball fan, you gotta love Michael Jordan,
yeah.
you know? And he, you know, I think his stats are, you know, he's missed 9,000 shots, lost 300 games, but went on to, you know, win 5 titles or whatever. And that is not giving up.
Yeah.
And how you get that. Yes, his parents are mm-hmm. fantastic, you know, or his mom. But it's, you know, you don't give up. You
yeah.
go, oh man, that stunk that I missed all those shots, but, and didn't make, what is it, the middle school basketball team or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
But you just keep going. You go, I'm brushing it off and I'm going.
Well, you know, and the same thing is true of baseball, which is why I like that sports now is really crossing over both boys and girls and men
yes.
and women. You know, I think it's helping to build that, because in baseball, if you hit the ball and you get a hit, once out of every 3 times, you go to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's amazing. And if you knock on 10 doors and you get 9 no's, you still have to keep going to that next door to,
yes.
to get that yes.
Yes,
yeah?
I agree. Absolutely. And it's not easy, you know, especially having your own business. And you know this, you're going to work. You're going to
mm-hmm,
work
mm-hmm.
hard,
yeah, so,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the word habits earlier. And it is, it's about creating new habits to have new things happen in your life. And it's about getting rid of the old habits, you know, and just realizing you're not going to get as much sleep as you once did.
Mm-hmm.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and if those habits are watching TV or playing video games or whatever they are that you need to replace with positive habits, whether you want to get healthy, you know, exercise or reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read a book a month. Oh, my goodness, it makes a huge difference in your life.
When I went from corporate America to owning my own business, my first company back in New York City decades ago, it was amazing to me because I was used to going on vacation. I mean, for
what
the first
that?
2 or 3 years, I didn't know what a vacation was. Never got a chance to do one.
Amen.
And I can tell from your laugh, the same is true
Absolutely.
For you, right?
Well, you bring your laptop now and you work, you know, in the car or wherever you are in the airport.
That's so true. Good. So, you know, I'm focusing on this adversity piece, and I like what you're saying. You know, you're talking about your upbringing and what your parents instill in you. You're talking about the support you get from everyone surrounding you. You're talking about the work ethic and the habits that you bring. I think those are all great. So tell me this. What is the key message you want to send to this audience about success? I mean, I've probed you around adversity, but what's the key message? Almost as if you were speaking to a group of folks in a workshop and you said, and I asked you the same question. What would you say?
I would say probably three things. And one would be get involved in the community and give back. It's going to make you feel so good to do that. You're going to make the world a better place. And even in the Bible, it says when you give back 100 times. Mm-hmm. You know, I had I mentioned
to those whom much is given, much is expected.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well said. And don't give up. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. You know, you're going to make sacrifices. And the third thing would be to have a positive attitude. And yes, you know, your shoe's going to break, or, you know, you're going to get rained on, and you're going to get no's. You're going to get lots of no's, but just, keeping a positive attitude about it, you know, is huge.
So our guest, our first guest, Cindy Dalecki, and she's wrapped up by saying you have to get involved in the community. There is such a benefit to you and to the community, but there is a benefit to you directly in doing it. I think it's an excellent point, Cindy. She says don't give up, and, you know, you can't achieve anything if you give up. It's just failing is how you learn, okay?
Absolutely.
So you don't fail and give up. You fail and learn and then overcome that.
Yes.
And then being positive, because having that faith that in fact you will get there is what keeps you going. So, Cindy, I just want to thank you for sharing with us. I think it's been a great conversation. I am such a brilliant man to make you my first guest.
Howard,
I don't know why you guys are laughing so much. Okay. So thank you very much. We're going to
thank
go
you.
To break. We're going to hear from our sponsors and we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Think about it. The Yellow Pages are collecting dust. When was the last time you or your customers used one? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. This is Against All Odds, and my name is Howard Holly, and we're about to wrap up our first and our inaugural show. I have to tell you, Kristen, I think we had a great conversation with Cindy.
We did. You made an amazing choice.
Thanks for patting me on the back. You know, audience, one of the things that we expect to do in each show is we're going to talk about the driveway moments. What was it that we heard? And what we hope to do is to draw a thread across our various guests and see where the similarities are. So, Kristen, what did you hear from Cindy?
You know, one of the biggest things that stood out to me was this catalyst. The getting laid off from her corporate job pushed her to success. And I think a lot of times people don't recognize those catalysts, and they're stuck in this same routine. And it would have been so easy for Cindy to have just gone out, got another corporate job, continued to work for someone else, but she took that catalyst and made the most out of it and really changed everything.
Yeah, she took what was a challenge and turned it into an opportunity. Yeah.
Yep. And she looked at it like everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a depressing I'm laid off, but look at this opportunity.
Yes. I think that's absolutely correct. Great point. Great point. Also, when she talked about the elements in the past that affected her, I liked that what you called intrinsic. You know, I think you were right on the intrinsic guy for her to describe success the way she did. I mean, everybody's going to give us a different answer to that question. I really liked her answer, and I'm interested to see how other people are going to respond.
Absolutely. I think
I'm speculating that there's going to be a chasm, a schism, that they're either going to go one way or the other. People are going to look at success monetarily. Yeah. They're going to look at it how other people see them, or they're going to reach inside themselves, and they're really going to see how it made them feel and that they're a better person because of the success they've had.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, her advice about what she would say to everyone if she was standing in front of everybody in an audience.
I mean, really, get involved and give back is the number one.
How can that be the first thing out your mouth for a business person? I mean, that is so great. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think her, the way she really had determination and mm-hmm. just don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. And the fact that her father, instilled that in her from such a young age with these autographed books that I am just way too young to know what you guys are talking about, but I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah, I think it was a great conversation, good advice. We'll compare that to what we hear, and we'll continue to talk about these driveway moments as we go forward. So now let's talk about how people continue to participate in the dialogue.
They can visit us on our website, www.howardholleypresents.com. It's Howard Holley, Holley, presents.com. On that site, we'll have links to our social media and also the ability to join our mailing list so you can keep up to date with what's coming up on the show. On our website, we'll also have links to streaming audio of past episodes, and you can also find the past 3 weeks of episodes on WNZF.com. If you have a specific question you'd like to ask Cindy, Howard, or myself, you can send me an email, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at howardholleypresents.com. Again, Holly is H-O-L-L-E-Y. You can also like us on Facebook, where Howard Holley Presents, and follow us on Twitter, Holley Presents.
Sounds like a lot of different ways for everyone to stay in touch and participate in the dialogue. And I would ask you out there to send us your comments, your questions, as Kristen said, and any input that you have that will allow us to make this the type of show that you want to be listening to every Saturday or streaming when it's best for you. Next week's guest will be Santos Rodriguez. Santos is the president and owner of Palm Coast Transportation here in, of course, Palm Coast. Be sure to listen. I think you'll enjoy the conversation with him. I always do. And best of luck to you in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. This is Howard Holley, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
Have a good one, everyone.